Time out, Wolves! The announcer shouts. Matt slaps my back and the guys sprint over. Coach leans in, jaw rigid, breath reeking of Twizzlers. You got this, Josh. That's your bucket. The buzzer sounds and we jog back out onto the court. The ref straight arms me the ball. I bounce it once. Whomp. Look at the scoreboard. 75-74. Whomp, whomp. I let the ball become the slow, lazy pulse of the gym, let it drown out the yelling and jangling keys of Warsaw's fans, who outnumber ours 10-1, even though we're only an hour from home. Womp. Womp, womp. Drown out the cheerleaders with their 32, 32, and Matt saying, come on, man, let it fly. Just me and the beat of the ball. Womp. Womp, womp.
Come on, Joshy!
The kid yells, and my eyes go right to where Twig would be. Second row from the top. I almost convince myself I see him there. Dad right behind him, long arms draped over Twig like the shoulder harness of a roller coaster. I blink against the picture. But my mind puts Mom up there too, next to Dad, her hand over her eyes. She never could bear to watch me at the line, even back in the when where this image belongs, back in middle school. Uncle Stan would be up there too, laughing at Mom and urging her to look, but she wouldn't. Twig would blow a raspberry, try to crack me up. My lips curl at the almost memory.
Come on, Joshy! Nothing but net!
The kid shouts, and I see him. Not Twig, just some random kid in the stands waving a poster board cutout of a wolf wearing a Woodson High jersey. The ref snaps his fingers in my face, ripping a hole in the nostalgia just big enough for the ball in my hands and the net 15 feet away. I set the ball, overlay the rim with the ball's top curve, let my breath whistle, and pull the trigger. Up, up. And, yes! The announcer yells. Josh Roberts brings the score even with 2 seconds to go! The ref tosses me the ball harder this time. His eyes all, let's get this over with. I lock my elbows, let the force reverberate along the tendons and bone, keep my heartbeat inside my chest. Womp. Don't look at the boy who is not Twig. Womp, womp. Don't look at Coach, although his voice pierces my concentration. You better nail that shot, Roberts, he yells. Nail it! I stare at the net, dripping from the rim like saliva. He's still hungry. It opens its mouth for me, and I stuff the ball down its throat. The announcer's voice is drowned out by the fans, but none of that matters right now. Warsaw's forward is already in motion, lobbing the ball down court where it careens off the corner of the backboard. The buzzer sounds. Now I look at the boy who is not Twig. The dad who is not mine is lifting him into the air. The mom who is not mine is smiling so huge she might be crying. But the kid's eyes meet mine and he's yelling, yay, Joshy, yay. Just like Twig would be. I blink hard, and when I look back, they're gone. Lost in the churning mass of teammates and cheerleaders and coach, hands clapping my shoulder, my back, my arm.